Welcome to today's Wrenchcott Village. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Connie Tongis with the Ray Center at Drake University joins us on today's program to talk about a human capital survey that Pella residents and employees took earlier this year.
First of all, what is the purpose of that survey? And I guess why was Pella selected to be a part of that?
The purpose of the survey was actually to gauge the talent embeddedness and the connectedness of the people with in your community. And the survey was done through Des Moines Greater Partnership, and it was done in all of the central Iowa. All the affiliates took this survey.
And in terms of where Pella stands, what were some of the things that really stuck out in terms of things that either they excel at or things they need to work at?
Pella did a wonderful job on their survey. They had a good response to the survey. Almost 300 people responded to this survey, which makes it significant data. They followed the overall survey results. I noticed particularly that people remarked that they felt it was a safe place to live. They liked their schools. They were connected to their community. They felt that people showed integrity and respect. Overall, the survey results for Pella were very outstanding.
And then you do, like you said, all the way throughout central Iowa. How does, if this was a part of it, Pella compare to communities like Norwalk, who is close by, or Newton, you know, some of those that are similar size? How does Pella kind of compare?
Well, Pella falls right in there at the top of the survey, but, you know, actually there weren't a whole lot of differences in the affiliate results. They were all about, on a scale of 1 to 5, they all fell in about the 4 or above scale of experience on this survey. So, you know, really they did a great, great job, but actually everybody in central Iowa did.
And then what were some of the feedback that you saw maybe from employers here in town, because you're talking with the Pella Chamber of Commerce? How did they react to the news?
I think people have been really pleasantly validated. I think they really felt that way about their employees and about their workplace and about people that live here. So I think it simply validated what they really felt about their community.
And that's certainly coming from residents, too. Now, this is not the first time the survey is going to come through. You had mentioned that it's kind of hard to get some comparisons done because Pella hasn't done this before, but there are plans this fall to do more.
That is what we're hoping, that the Des Moines Partnership will offer this survey again. It is an online survey, so it's really easy to take. It only takes about 15 to 20 minutes, and it gives us really good data on your community.
And then 300 people, you had mentioned that was a pretty good number. In terms of, do you want to see larger numbers next time, or I guess what would your goal be to get better data, and what are some of the things that you'll be changing this year?
The more people that take the survey in your community, the better the data is that we have. You want people from all walks of life and all different kinds of businesses, because that gives you a really good reflection of what the community built. Next year, I think the survey will be about the same. There might be some changes in statements the way they are on the survey, simply because we want it to be a little bit more explicit and clear to the person who's taking the survey.
In terms of where Pella stands, you've already mentioned some of it. Obviously, a lot of safety. That's not a concern. A lot of people enjoying that. Another highlight was schools. I know a lot of people enjoy the schools that we have here, whether it's Central Pella or Pella Christian. And then another thing, too, it seemed like there was some stuff that was a little bit lower than other communities. First of all, what were some of the big highlights, maybe outside of just safety of community? So in terms of schools and things like that, quality of life issues, and some things that Pella could still work on.
Well, people certainly felt that they were very proud of their community. That showed up in all of the surveys, either employees or residents. They were optimistic about the future, the economic future here in Pella, which really stood out. The things that probably would be good to work on are the things that most communities have, and that's more involvement in political process in their community, more involvement on school board elections and those types of activities. Across the board, those were the things that people really need to really work on in their communities.
And then in terms of the future for Central Iowa, I'll let you go on this question. In terms of the future of Central Iowa, why is this data just so important? Why do you feel that surveys like this really capture the essence of what Central Iowa is?
I think they serve two purposes. I think they validate what we already know about that Iowa, and especially Central Iowa, is a great place to live. It validates that. And it also shows us, okay, where are the places that we really need to spend maybe a little bit more time making our communities even better. So I think it's a great survey.
That concludes today's Wrenchcott Village. Let's talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living. More of today's news and local information is next on KNIA KRLS.